Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. And today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samach Zayin, we're learning a lot about the halachas of Tumah, sending away a person who's Tamei Meis, a person who's a Zav, a Metzora, outside of the various machanos around the base of Migdash and Har Bayis and so on. So it's hard to find something that's very practical, but the truth is there's something very, very practical based on today's sugya. And that's whether or not a person is allowed to stick their fingers in the cracks of the walls of the Kosam Aravi. Can you put your fingers in the western wall? Is that a problem at all? Because if it's part of the Beis HaMikdash, this wall, and you're putting your fingers in, there's something called Bia B'miksas Shema Bia. A partial entry is considered a full entry. That means a person is tamei, he's entering into the Beis HaMikdash. That would be a problem. And this is how the Chachmas Adam Paskins and the Rabbis Paskins, they all say that's a problem for a person to put their fingers in the cracks of the Kosel Maravi. So part of this question becomes a historical question, archaeology, what their understanding is. But to my understanding, is that everyone assumes that the Kosel Maravi was not part of the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, the Kosel Maravi was part of the Har Bayis. It's not entering into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Avni Neitz has a beautiful tshuva in the Chelek Yerdeya, Simin Taf Nun, and he assumes it's a Dar Pashit. This was not the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. It was the wall of Har Bayis. And then he has four questions, whether or not sticking a person's fingers in the cracks of Har Bayis is a problem. He says he needs to entertain four different possibilities. Is the wall of the Har Bayis, is that Kadosh, like the Beis HaMikdash itself? And even if it is Kadosh, does it go all the way up above the ceiling? Does it go ad Shemayim? Does it go ad to home? How far does that Kedusha penetrate? Then he asks, even if there is Kedusha that penetrates up and below, is a Miksas Bia, is that Shema Bia when it comes to Har Bayis Kedusha as well? And fourthly, a different topic, a little bit harder to explain right now, but he has four different questions. But it was a Dabar Pashit to the Avni Nezer, that this was not the Kosel of the Beis HaMikdash, this was the Kosel of Har Bayis. And he goes through each piece and he concludes that the Kedusha of Har Bayis is not like the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, and he assumes that the Kedusha of Har Bayis does not extend above or below the actual floor, and therefore he concludes that there is no problem of person putting their fingers in the cracks of the Kosel for all of these reasons.